shortstop, number 29, Kaikea Harrison, the first baseman, number 37, Blake Guerin, the right fielder, number 19, Brett Blair, batting fifth, the left fielder, number 25, Joey Brincheski, batting sixth, the third baseman, number 5, Jack Doyle, batting seventh, the second baseman, number 63, Jack Johnston, batting eighth, the catcher, number 13, Brady Briggs, and rounding out the lineup, the DH, number 33, Tyvon Moore. On the mound for the Ridge Runners will be Kyron Kahe, number 15. We'll get to some stats on Kahe here in just a few, but for Bristol, leading things off is the center fielder, number 17, Jordan Austin, followed by the right fielder, number 29, Eric Arado. Batting third, the catcher, number 14, Dalton Bargo. The cleanup hitter this afternoon, the first baseman, number 89, Aries Gardner. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, number 66, Trey Oblas. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 22, Jake Books, making his first appearance with the Bristol State Liners from Coastal Carolina. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 8, Joe Kenneberg. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 41, Jake Cooper. And rounding out the lineup, the local kid from Lebanon, the shortstop, number 30, Seth Buchanan. And on the mound for the State Liners is number 87, Matthew Boynton. Boynton on the year, 0-2, 5.40 ERA in four games started. He's got 15 runs on 21 hits with 13 strikeouts. He's pitched in 16 and two-thirds innings, and opposing batters hitting a 3.28 average against Boynton. Boynton from Murray State, he's a redshirt junior, and we're ready to play baseball here in Bristol. Boynton gets his sign from the catcher Bargo and comes set for the first pitch of this game. It's a little outside for a ball, the batter being the center fielder for Bluefield, number 9, Aiden Anderson. Boynton comes set and fires. Next pitch finds the outside corner of the plate. A 1-1 count now on Anderson. A little bit of wind here at Boyce Cox Field, blowing from left to right about 5 miles per hour. The 1-1 offering. Swung on, a big cut from Anderson. That'll take the count 1-2. With Harrison waiting on deck for the Ridge Runners. Your game time temperature, 85 degrees, feels a little hotter than that. This one bounces in front of the plate. That'll even up the count at 2-2. Boynton comes set, his 2-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Down goes Anderson for the first out of the top of the frame. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 29, Kaikea Harrison. Harrison from Southern California. His college season had him batting a .077 average. The first pitch, a little chopper to the first baseman, Gardner. He'll step on first, and that's a quick two outs for the Ridge Runners. That'll bring up the first baseman, number 37, Blake Guerin. Guerin out of Iowa. He's a .290 hitter with Iowa. 5 runs on 9 hits, 6 extra base hits, a .405 on base percentage. Defense playing straight away for Guerin. The first pitch inside. 1-0 on the off-speed pitch. Bluefield comes into this game second in the Appalachian League East Division, 3 games behind Burlington. We'll get to the rest of the standings here in a minute. The 1-0 offering. This one low and outside. 2-0 now on Guerin. Burlington, top of the standings in the East, followed by Bluefield. Then Danville, 12-13, 3.5 games behind. Princeton, 10-14, 5 games behind. And Pulaski, 11-17, 9.5 games behind. This one in for a strike on Guerin. Now a 2-1 count on Guerin. This one fouled away. The count will be evened up. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Guerin. Over in the West, Johnson City still the pest of the West at the top of the standings in the Appalachian League, followed behind the Bristol State Liners, 3.5 games behind, 13-11 on the year. The 2-2 offering. This one, a dribbler to Kenneberg. Kenneberg will scoop it up, throw on to Gardner, having to come to the other side of the bag. But the 5-3 put out retires the side. 3 up and 3 down here in Bristol. We're going to run to the bottom half of the first. We'll be back in just a moment.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the first here in Bristol. Due up for the Bristol State Liners will be the center fielder number 17, Jordan Austin, followed by Eric Arado and Dalton Bargo. Again, happy 4th of July, everyone. A day game here in Bristol to make time for the activities this evening happening in downtown Bristol. Both sides of the state line coming together for an afternoon and evening of fun, followed by fireworks downtown. On the mound again for the Bluefield Ridge Runners is Kyron Cahe. Cahe 1-0 on the year with a 1.69 ERA in 4 appearances. He started 2 of those games. He's got 3 runs against him, 8 hits, 18 strikeouts in 10 2/3 innings. Opposing batters hitting 205 against Cahe. Jordan Austin stepping in for the State Liners. The first pitch to Jordan Austin, high and away, 1-0. Jordan Austin from Indiana State University. This one a little dribbler to the second baseman, Johnston. He'll throw on, gets him, a 4-3 put out to get Austin 4-3 for out number one. Good play for Johnston. Could have potentially been some trouble, but makes it over to Guerin in time. That'll bring up the right fielder number 29, Eric Arado. Arado from Northern Illinois. A second-year state liner. Last year he had a .388 average for the state liners in 152 at-bats. This one, a breaking ball. Doesn't quite find the plate, 1-0. Arado started all 53 games for Northern Illinois as this ball is upstairs 2-0. He set an NIU single season record with 51 walks. The 2-0. Breaking ball finds the inside edge. Two balls, one strike on Arado. The righty Kahe comes set. This one swung on and missed, even up the count at two balls and two strikes. The last game of the year against the Bluefield Ridge Runners. The 2-2 offering as Kahe comes set. This one, a chopper to the second baseman Johnston. He'll throw over in time. 2-4-3 putouts. That's out number two. That'll bring up the catcher number 14, Dalton Bargo. Bargo coming in the game last night for Bluefield. Or for the Stateliners, I should say. Bargo 1-2 after he was brought into the ballgame. The first offering to Bargo. Outside, 1-0 on the catcher. Kahe comes set his 1-0 offering. Off speed. This one looked a little inside, but called a strike. One ball, one strike. One. High and away. 2-1. Now on Dalton Bargo. Waiting on deck is Aries Gardner for the Stateliners, playing first base this afternoon. The 2-1 upstairs. Hitters count, 3-1. Two away here in the bottom half of the first inning. Fouled straight back. The count will go full, three balls and two strikes. A fastball from Kahe. Remember, you can text us. The number is 276-285-8780. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon if you're listening. The payoff. This one fouled out of play. We'll reset and do it again. Full count on Dalton Bargo. Yeah, let us know where you're joining from. We've got a map up here in the radio booth letting us keep track of where everyone is listening from. Three balls, two strikes, two away here in the bottom half of the first. The offering gets by Doyle and into left field. That'll be a two-out single for Dalton Bargo. That'll bring up the first baseman, Aries Gardner. Gardner 1-for-4 last night. Gardner, normally either first baseman or the designated hitter as he was in Elizabethton a few days back. So we've got two away with a runner on first. That is Dalton Bargo. The offering in the dirt. Are saying it's foul. 0-1 on Gardner. So Aries Gardner will step back in, 0-1. Guerin holding Dalton Bargo on at first. Kahe fires in. This one, a ball inside. A 1-1 count on Gardner. Trey Oblas on deck for the State Liners. This one cut on and missed an off-speed pitch. 1-2. The State Liners in their home whites. A white top with red lettering on the back with State Liners across the chest. This one inside. Evens up the count, 2-2. State Liners with blue socks and white pants. And for Bluefield, black tops with Bluefield across the front, white lettering on the back with gray pants. The 2-2 offering. Inside, the count will go full. 3-2. With the 3-2, we'd expect Bargo to take off with the pitch. The pitch as Bargo goes. This one delivered into left field. Brincheski running in quick. An L7, or an F7, I should say, will retire the side. Your summary for that half inning, no runs, one hit. No errors with one left on base. We go to the bottom half of the inning. We remain at 0 here in Bristol.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking. Isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning here in Bristol. Bluefield will send Brett Blair to the plate to lead off the top of the second. Playing right field this afternoon. Brett Blair comes into this game with a .393 average and 28 at-bats. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 home runs, 9 RBIs. The first pitch from Boynton inside, almost hitting Blair. 1-0. Boynton comes set. The pitch. Check swing. He did not go. 2-0 now on Brett Blair after the appeal to Jesus Morel. Working the bases this afternoon. Swung on and missed. A strike against Brett Blair, 2-1. The State Liners had an auction for Community Heroes Night. That was last Friday. The State Liners wearing specialty jerseys during that game and were auctioned off. The 2-1 offering. A foul ball evens up the count at 2-2. The jerseys were auctioned off. All the proceeds going to the Haven of Rest Rescue Mission in Bristol, Tennessee, raising over $1,700 for the Haven of Rest. I'd like to thank everyone who participated in that auction and their generous support of such an awesome organization here in Bristol. The 2-2. Outside, the count goes full. 3-2 on Brett Blair. Brincheski waiting on deck for Bluefield. The defense playing straight away for Brett Blair. The payoff pitch that'll be fouled off will reset and do it again. Bristol a little unique. The home dugout on the third base side of the field. The visitors on the first base side. A good crowd on hand as well for an afternoon game here in Bristol. Quite a few people up on the hill behind the press box. This one, a chopper to Kenneberg. He'll throw across the diamond to Gardner in time. A 5-3 put out for the first out. That'll bring up number 25, the left fielder, Joey Brancheski. Brancheski comes into this game with a 260 average. He's been in 14 games, has 50 at-bats, 13 hits, 8 runs, 3 doubles, and 9 RBIs on the year. The first pitch outside, 1-0 on Brancheski. The 1-0 offering, high and away, 2-0 for Brancheski. Duo, Boynton comes set. The offering swung on and missed, 2-1. The only other game going on right now is Princeton. Pulaski taking on Princeton. A big score there as Princeton leads 14-4. The 2-1 offering, high and away, 3-1 on Brancheski. Brancheski with the advantage here, the 3-1 offering. This one low. That'll be a one-out walk for Brancheski. That'll bring up the third baseman, number 5, Jack Doyle. Doyle from Northeastern with a runner on first, one out, the pitch. Check swing foul, 0-1 on Jack Doyle. Doyle appeared in 10 games with the Huskies of Northeastern. The 0-1 offering, swung on and missed, 0-2. He's a sophomore with a 182 average with Northeastern, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 extra base hit with a 333 on base percentage. The 0-2 thrown over just to check the runner. Nothing happening over there. Gardner holding the runner on. Another check. Brancheski holding still at first. Doyle will step back in. The 0-2 offering. High and inside, almost hitting Doyle. 1-2. This is Doyle's third year of summer league experience. This one gets Doyle on the shoulder. That'll move Brancheski to second. And Doyle now trotting down to first after the hit by pitch. So we'll have runners on first and second as Bargo goes out to chat with Boynton. Mm-hmm. So Jack Johnston at the plate now. First pitch. Check swing. He went. 0-1. This one sent into left field. Going back is Books at the warning track. This one caught. And Brinchesky will tag up on the play. So an F7 for out number two. That one dying just short of the wall. So Doyle still on first base. We have two away as Brody Briggs comes to the plate, the catcher for the Ridge Runners, stepping into the left-handed batter's box. He's a high school senior committed to Arizona State. This pitch finds the outside corner of the plate, 0-1. Runners on first and third. The defense playing straight away. The pitch from Boynton. This one fouled out of play. Now quickly 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and third again for the Ridge Runners. As Bargo gives the sign to his defense. The righty comes set and is offering. Fouled right in front of the plate. And the count will remain the same. No balls and two strikes. Doyle taking a good lead off first. The throw over, dives back in. Gardner still there. Nothing happening. 0-2. This one swung on and missed, and that will retire the side. Your summary for that half inning. No runs. No hits, no errors with two left on base. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. The score remains zero here in Bristol.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning here in Bristol. Coming to the plate for the Stateliners is Trey Oblas. Oblas remaining hot recently. After being the player of the week last week, First pitch to Oblas. It'll be low. 1-0 on Oblas. Oblas 2-for-5 last night. 1-0 away. 2-0 on the designated hitter this afternoon. Jake Brooks waiting on deck for the State Liners. The 2-0. Knee high for a strike, 2-1. The 2-1 offering. This one fouled straight back and over the press box. The count will go even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No outs. As Kahe comes set, this one swung on a missed in the dirt. Briggs will throw down in order for the out, a K2-3 for out number one. That'll bring to the plate Jake Brooks, the left fielder this afternoon. Jake Brooks, the newest member of the State Liners from Coastal Carolina. He had a 311 average with Coastal Carolina, 61 at bats, 11 runs, 19 hits, 3 extra base hits, this one high and away, 1-0. Part of the Coastal Carolina team making it to the 2023 Conway Regional. For the College World Series, this one outside, 2-0. Coastal Carolina's game one. They had a tough loss to Ryder in 10 innings. The 2-0 offering inside. The count quickly 3-0. Coastal Carolina's second game, a 12-2 victory, followed by a 13-5 victory, and beating Duke in game 7 of that regional 8-6 before being defeated by Duke 12-3 to be eliminated. This one outside, a 4-pitch walk to Jake Brooks. That'll bring to the plate the third baseman, number 8, Joe Kenneberg. Kenneberg has been a good performer for the State Liners. Good defensively at third. Kenneberg, a 442 hitter, the throw over. Nothing happening as Brooks dives back in. Kenneberg played for the River Turtles last year before coming to Bristol to play for his dad, the manager Bill Kenneberg. This one high and in. 1-0 on Kenneberg. Last year he was a 144 hitter in 90 appearances. Kahe checks the runner at first. The pitch fouled out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. That one fouled onto the football field adjacent to Boyce Cox Field, home of the Virginia High School Bearcats, who also share this baseball field. 1-1. Kahe comes set. Waiting things out. And the pitch. This one a strike, knee high. 1-2 to Kenneberg. Playing the waiting game on the mound to see if Brooks had anything in mind. The 1-2. This one won't find the plate, a breaking ball, evening up the count at 2-2. That's been something interesting to see, especially in Major League Baseball, using the pitch clock to see if you can force the batter to call time and try to use up any advantage they have. Trying to do similar tactics here by waiting things out. The pitch, this one fouled out of play. The count will remain the same, 2 balls and 2 strikes. No pitch clock here in the Appalachian League this year, but we see it in college and throughout the minors, so expect it to see it soon. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. This one low. The count will go full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jake Cooper waiting on deck for the State Liners. Kenneberg gets his sign from the third base coach, Tommy Murphy. The payoff. This one popped into right field. Blair going over and settling under it. Two gone here in the bottom half of the second inning. Books will remain on first with Jake Cooper coming up to the plate, playing second. Cooper from Penn State University. With Penn State, he's a 200 hitter. 2 runs, 3 hits, 15 at-bats. This one straight back to the pitcher, Kahe. It'll deflect to Harrison. The throw on in time. An impressive play. That will be a 1-6-3 after the tip. The side retired. Your summary for that half inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, with one left on base. Going to the top of the third, due up for Bluefield is Moore, Anderson, and Harrison. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network and be back in just a moment.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Top half of the third inning here in Bristol. Matthew Boynton still on the mound for the Bristol State Liners. So far, he only has one hit so far with one walk and a hit batsman. Boynton doing well so far for the State Liners. Stepping into the box for his first appearance of the day is the designated hitter, Tyvon Moore. First pitch to Moore, high and inside. 1-0. The 1-0. This one gets Moore on the shoulder. That one hurt. I heard that one pop from up here. The trainer for Bluefield, Tommy Craig, will come out to check on Moore as they walk slowly down to first base. The second hit batter for Boynton. We have some action down in the bullpen for the State Liners. Looks to be number 78, Holden Phelps. still checking things out on first base for Bluefield. Boynton doing some warm-up tosses to stay loose. And Moore says he's okay after being checked out by Tommy Craig. He'll remain in the game. That'll bring up the top of the lineup for Bluefield, Aiden Anderson. He struck out his last at bat in the first inning. The first pitch. This one right into the grass. Couldn't tell if he slipped or just lost grip of the baseball, but either way, that is a ball for Anderson. The 1-0 as the runner goes. This one low and inside, the throw down, not in time. Tyvon Moore will be in at second base with a stolen bag and a 2-0 count on Aiden Anderson. No one holding the runner. More this one, a ball going inside, 3-0 on Aiden Anderson. Over in Princeton, score about the same, 14-5 now as Pulaski tacks on one more. Pulaski only winning four games so far this year. This one inside, a four-pitch walk to Aiden Anderson. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 29, Kaikeia Harrison. He grounded out to the first baseman, Gardner, his last at bat. No outs here in Bristol. We've got a runner on second. That's Tyvon Moore. This one, showing bunt. Fielded by Boynton, the throw onto first in time. A 1-3 put out. That'll move the runner over. So Tyvon Moore will move over to third base. Aiden Anderson moving to second. Blake Guerin coming to the plate. He grounded out 5-3. Back in the first inning. Runners on second and third with one out. Bluefield trying to get something started here. No hits on the board for Bluefield. This first offering, this one, lined to the shortstop, Buchanan. He'll toss on to Cooper. A 6-3 or a 6-4 put out. Double play put out. You don't see that too often, being doubled off the bag. No score here in Bristol as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. We'll be back in just a moment.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
that dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
We're back in the bottom half of the third. Seth Buchanan stepping into the right-handed batter's box against Bluefield. Buchanan part of a great defensive play just a second ago as Guerin hit a shot to Buchanan, who tossed over to Cooper for a 6-4 double play. This one, a flare into shallow center field. Trotting out will be Johnston, a P4 out number one. That'll bring up the top of the lineup for Bristol, the center fielder, Jordan Austin. Austin grounded out to Johnston, the second baseman, his last at-bat. Still no score here in Bristol. We remain knotted at zero. One hit for the Stateliners. Kahe fires in. This one fouled out of play. 0-1. Austin, the lefty. This one. Chopper foul on the first base side. 0-2. The 0-2 offering. Off the knob of the bat. But gets on first. That one, a little bit of an interesting base hit. Hits off the knob. Kahe couldn't field it. We'll wait for the call on that one. Could really go either way, as that one was right back to Kahe. They're going to mark it an error. So that'll be an E1 to put Jordan Austin on first base. Eric Arado steps in, another lefty. He grounded out 4-3, the first pitch. Low and away, 1-0. So again, an E1 on Kahe after that one hits off the knob of the bat. And Kahe just not able to field it. Jordan Austin on first. The runner goes. This one, a dribbler to the shortstop, Harrison. He'll throw over. That'll move up the runner. A 6-3 put out for out number two, but moves Jordan Austin up to second. Dalton Bargo coming up to the plate. He singled his last at bat in the first inning. So we've got a runner on second, two away. Bargo, a lefty as well. First three batters for Bristol, all lefties. And the pitch. This one skied right to the third base side. Settling under it will be Doyle. He'll come over and make the play on that. A pop out to retire the side. The Stateliners leave one stranded, no runs, no hits, one error with one left on base. Heading to the top half of the fourth inning is Brett Blair, Brancheski, and Doyle due up for Bluefield. We'll take a quick break on the Bristol Stateliners radio network. We'll be back in just a moment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol. A new pitcher on the mound for the State Liners. That'll be number 69, Aubrey Smith, on the mound. Smith, a lefty, 6'3", 200 pounds, out of UNC Wilmington. So we'll close the books on Matthew Boynton. Boynton had three innings, gave up no runs, no hits, walked two, and struck out two with two hit batsmen. Brett Blair stepping in to the right-handed batter's box for Bluefield. He grounded out 5-3, his last at bat. This one low and away. 1-0 on Brett Blair. This one finds the strike zone. One ball, one strike on Blair. With Aubrey Smith on the mound. One offering. Smith comes set, fires in. Check swing, and he went. One ball, two strikes. One, two. This one out way outside. It'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Aubrey Smith, UNC Wilmington, 8.27 ERA in college. Just played in the NCAA regionals, threw against Duke on June 2nd, this one. Chopper to the third base side, but foul. The count will remain the same, two balls and two strikes. Two, two, no one out. Righty versus righty. Smith comes set and fires. This one a little inside. The count will go full, three balls, two strikes on Brett Blair. A little bit of a breeze here in Bristol. About 5 miles per hour left to right. This one low and away. That'll be a walk for Brett Blair. That'll bring up to the plate Joey Brincheski, the left fielder. He walked in the second. Here comes Joey Brincheski. Again, let us know if you're listening. The number to text is 276-285-8780. This one, as the runner goes, is a strike. The throw down, a safe as he gets under the tag. 0-1 on Brincheski, but that'll move Brett Blair up to second on the stolen base. As Dalton Bargo will go out to chat with Aubrey Smith. No outs with the runner on second now. Brincheski steps back in. Smith checking the runner on second. That's Brett Blair. No one covering. Fires in. A little dribbler right down the third baseline. Coming in is Kenneberg. He'll throw that one into right field. An off balance. That'll be an E6 or an E5 throwing to score that run. Kenneberg should have just held on to that one, but threw that one into right field where there was no one. 1-0 after that error. Calling that a single. A single and then a throwing error by Kenneberg. A 1-0 on Jack Doyle. This one fouled way out of play, 1-1. One on Jack Doyle. Jack Johnston waiting on deck. Aubrey Smith comes set. Throws over, nothing happening. Another favorite part of 4th of July for me personally is the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Another professional sport, if you ask me. It is Major League Eating after all. This one fouled down the third baseline. 1-2. They had a little bit of a weather delay up in Coney Island, New York, for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, but Joey Chestnut wins his 16th title in 17 years. The 1-2 on Jack Doyle. Smith comes set. And the pitch, this one low. The count will remain the same, 2-2. One runner on, no one out. The pitch, this one lined down the left field line. Going after that one is Books coming around. Is Brincheski. He'll stop on third base with a no-out double for Doyle. Jack Johnson coming to the plate for Bluefield. He flew out to left field his last at bat. So runners on second and third, no outs after Doyle lined that one into left field. The score now 1-0 in favor of the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Defense playing straight away. This one pops straight up. Coming in is Seth Buchanan. He'll call off Cooper and settle under that one. A P6-4 out number one in this half inning. The runners will remain where they are with Brody Briggs coming to the plate, the catcher for the Ridge Runners. He struck out his last at bat in the second inning. Briggs, the lefty, steps in. Smith, the righty, comes set. Checking the runners. The first pitch, a little low, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. This one outside, 2-0 on Briggs. The 2-0 offering. Fouled back and out of play. Two balls, one strike on Brody Briggs. Smith checks the runners, no one covering. This one grounded to the second baseman, Cooper. He'll throw on to first. Will concede the runner at home. That'll be a 4-3 put out for out number two, but Brincheski will score. So Brody Briggs with an RBI ground out. Jack Doyle will move over to third on the play. Tyvon Moore coming up to the plate. He got hit by a pitch his last at bat, just last inning. This pitch, low, 1-0 on Tyvon Moore. So two away, runner on third. The score 2-0 in favor of the Bluefield Ridge Runners. This one cut on. Big swing from Tyvon Moore. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. This one away, 2-1 on Moore. Cooling down a little bit here at the field by 1 degree, now 86 degrees. Not sweltering like it has been in previous day games here at Boyce Cox Field, a good breeze. This one cut on and missed. The count is evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Twos across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom half of the fourth inning in Bristol. This one swung on and missed. That will retire the side, but not after a little bit of damage from Bluefield. They have two runs on two hits. There is an error, and one is left on base. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Due up for Bristol, Gardner, Oblas, and Books. We'll be back in just a moment on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at adoptuskids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol. Aries Gardner steps in. He pops this one up into shallow right center. And a comedy of errors here now happening as Gardner gets around to third. That should be probably two errors. We'll wait on the call on that one. So that'll be likely an E4 fielding. And then also possibly an E4 throwing. We'll see on that. But nonetheless, Aries Gardner around on third base. We'll wait for the scoring on that one. And that it will be. So it'll be an E4 to get him to first. That one fielding and an E4 throwing to get him around to third base. We'll classify that one under things you see in the Appy League. Gardner on third base. The first pitch to Oblas, a strike, 0-1. So again, Gardner skied one into shallow right center field. Johnston dropped it for the E4 fielding. This one grounded to Guerin. He'll concede the run at home. So the 3-U for Oblas for out number one, but that'll score Oblas and still an RBI on the play. Jake Books comes to the plate. He walked his last at bat. We've got a 2-1 ball game. Two runs on two hits with three errors for Bluefield. One run on one hit with one error for the Stateliners. Kahe comes set. The delivery. Low and in, 1-0. Kahe comes set, fires this one. High fly ball to center field. Anderson at the track, settles under it. Flying out to center for the second out. Joe Kenneberg comes to the plate. His last at-bat was in the second inning. He flew out to Brincheski and left. Joe Kenneberg comes set. or Kahe comes set, I should say. The first pitch to Kenneberg, outside corner, 0-1. The 0-1, low and outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. The pitch to Kenneberg upstairs. Two balls and one strike. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. This one fouled down the right field side. Over behind the clubhouse. Evening up the count at 2-2, the home clubhouse for Bristol. On the first base side of the field, down the left field line. This one fouled straight back. Count will remain the same, two balls and two strikes. If you've never been to Boyscox Field here in Bristol, a little bit of an odd configuration, 310 down the right field line, normal 330 down the left field line. There's a street behind the right field wall called Division Street, and if you get a hang of one, that ball could be onto Division Street. This one popped straight up into shallow right field. Blair will settle under that one. We get one run on no hits with two errors and no one left on base. Heading to the top half of the fifth inning, due up is Anderson, Harrison, and Guerin. We'll take a quick break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network and be back in just a moment.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the Birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're back here in Bristol. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Aubrey Smith still on the mound for Bristol with Aiden Anderson coming up to the plate for Bluefield. The first pitch. This one, a bunt, pops it straight up. Bargo grabs that one with his bare hand. So a bunt pop out for out number one. That'll bring up Kakea Harrison. He's grounded out in both appearances in this ball game. This one, swung on, foul tipped for a strike, 0-1. An excellent defensive grab there for Bargo as that one was bunted about 2 or 3 feet above Bargo's head. He just reaches up and grabs that one barehanded for the out, 0-1. Finds the inside corner of the plate, 0-2 on Harrison. No balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. And the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Harrison. two runs, two hits, three errors for Bluefield. One run, one hit, one error for the Stateliners. Smith comes set. The 1-2 fouled out of play. The count will remain the same. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. High and away. The count will be evened up. 2-2. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss from Harrison. That one foul tipped into the mitt of Bargo. Four out number two. That'll bring up to the plate Blake Guerin. Guerin grounded out in the first and grounded into a double play in the third. The first pitch, low and away to Guerin, 1-0. This one swung on and fouled. 1-1 on Guerin. One ball, one strike, two away. This one lined down the right field line. I thought it was going to go foul. I spoke too soon. Arado grabs that one out of right field, throws in, but it'll be a two-out double for Guerin. Looked like it was going to curve foul coming off the bat, but makes it into right field. From our vantage point, it looked a little weird. But Brett Blair coming up to the plate with one on second after a two-out double from Guerin. Brett Blair stepping in. He grounded out in the second and got on with a walk later, scoring in the fourth. Final over in Princeton. Princeton defeats Bluefield 14-5. And hands Pulaski their 18th loss of the season. The pitch. 1-0 to Brett Blair. Losing my mind over here a little bit. Smith comes set, checks the runner on second. That's Guerin. No one covering. The pitch. This one right back to Smith. Hits off his arm. The throw on, or no throw, rather. Guerin over to third. Brett Blair on first with a single. Saying he's okay. Sounded like it made contact, but possibly just hit off his glove. Waves off the trainer, Koenig Carnegie. So runners on the corners, two away. Aubrey Smith comes set. Brancheschi at the plate. The first pitch low and away, 1-0. Two runs, four hits, three errors for Bluefield. One run, one hit, one error for the Stateliners. The 1-0 offering. outside, 2-0 on Brincheski. Gardner covering the bag at first. The pitch finds inside corner of the plate. Now a 2-1 count on Brincheski. From Smith. Outside. 3-1 now on Brincheski. A little bit of a hitter's count. Smith checks the runners. The 3-1 offering, high and away, that'll load things up for Bluefield. That'll bring up Jack Doyle. He was hit by a pitch and doubled in his two appearances. Smith will walk down the back of the mound and we'll have a mound visit from the pitching coach, Ted Power. Dalton Bargo walking out to talk things over as well. Coming up for the Stateliners, tomorrow will be a day off for the team on July 5th. Next two Wednesdays are actually days off for the Stateliners instead of Mondays as typical. On Thursday and Friday, the Stateliners will travel to Princeton to face the Whistle Pigs. That's this Thursday and Friday, the 6th and 7th, both 6 p.m. start times. And then they'll return home to face Johnson City Saturday and Sunday, both of those 6 p.m. games, as Bristol looks to take a couple of games from Johnson City and close in on that first place spot. Then next Monday, the Stateliners travel to Elizabethton for one game and then return back to Bristol to face Elizabethton for one game, both of those 7 p.m. games. And that takes you through next Wednesday for the Stateliners. The pitch to Doyle. It'll find the corner of the plate, 0-1. Bases loaded, two away for the Ridge Runners. The pitch. Fouled out of play. Now 0-2 on Jack Doyle. Aubrey Smith looking to get out of a little bit of a jam. Smith comes set. He fires in. This one fouled out of play. The count will remain the same at 0-2. Again, thank you for joining us for some afternoon baseball here on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network. I'm Josh Buckles filling in for Chris Mangrum. This one swung on and missed. That will retire the side. And Aubrey Smith gets out of a jam. No runs on two hits, no errors, with three left on base. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Due up for the Stateliners is Cooper, Buchanan, and Austin. We'll take a quick break here on the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Song again! Yay. Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay.
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're back here in Bristol. Jake Cooper stepping into the right-handed batter's box to face Kahe. The first pitch to Cooper. This one fouled off. Nothing in one for Jake Cooper. That one fouled off of Sam Harris, the home plate umpire, as well. So the catcher, Briggs, giving him just a moment to recuperate from that. So nothing and one on Jake Cooper. Seth Buchanan waiting on deck. The 0-1 offering. Grounder to Doyle, the third baseman. He'll throw on to first. Guerin in time. A 5-3 four out number one. That'll bring up Seth Buchanan, who popped out his last at bat. That was in the third inning. Seth Buchanan, one of two Buchanans on the Stateliner squad. His older brother, Matthew Buchanan, joining the team as well. The pitch to Buchanan, low, 1-0. And always interesting when he comes up to bat, his walk-up song is the Barbie Girl theme song. Always interesting to hear that. The 1-0, a shot to the shortstop, Harrison, takes a couple steps over to grab it. An L6 for out number two. Two quick outs for the Stateliners. That'll bring up the top of the lineup for Bristol. Jordan Austin, he's grounded out and gotten on by an error. That error in the third was a fielding error from the pitcher, Kahe. First pitch, swung on and missed, 0-1 on Austin. Eric Arado waiting on deck if we should make it that far. The pitch, this one skied into right field. And Blair won't be able to get to it. That one rolls all the way to the wall. Standing on second. Rounding second. Heading for third is Jordan Austin. He'll stay at third. A two-out triple for Jordan Austin. That'll bring up to the plate Eric Arado. Arado has grounded out twice in his other two at-bats. So a two-out triple. Arado looking to take advantage of a runner on third. Kahe comes set, checking the runner, no one covering, and fires in this one. A little high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Arado. This one, a breaking ball, finds the outside corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kahe comes set and fires in. This one finds the inside corner, 1-2. Arado has to make something happen here. Straight away for Bluefield defensively. The 1-2, a grounder to the second baseman Johnston. He'll throw on to first in time. A 4-3, four out number three. Nothing really happening for the State Liners after no runs on one big hit in the form of a triple from Jordan Austin. No errors with one left on base. Heading to the top of the sixth here in Bristol. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment.
Blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning here in Bristol. Aubrey Smith still on the mound for the State Liners going into his third inning. And coming to the plate for Bluefield will be the second baseman, Jack Johnston. As we have a couple more warm-up tosses. Again, happy 4th of July. Special thank you to all of our military personnel and everyone that helps make this country what it is. And a day game here in Bristol, the only day game at home slated for this year, as Jack Johnston steps into the right-handed batter's box to face Smith. The first pitch, low. 1-0 on Jack Johnston. This one, big swing. Nothing happening for Johnston. 1-1 on the second baseman for Bluefield. Always enjoy when Bluefield comes into town or when we go up to Bluefield. 1-1. High and away, two balls and one strike. Rocky and his staff up in Bluefield, just some great people. Two balls and one strike. Foul tip back into Bargo. That one hits him in the chest protector. That's going to take him just a second as Sam Harris, the home plate umpire, goes out to give Dalton Bargo just a second. 2-2. Bargo shakes that one off, says he's okay. Smith comes set. His 2-2 offering from the belt. Big swing and a miss. A strikeout for Jack Johnson for out number one of the half. That'll bring to the plate the catcher, number 13, Brody Briggs. 0-2 on the afternoon. Struck out and grounded out in the fourth. The first pitch, a ball outside, 1-0 on Brody Briggs. Smith comes set and fires, fouled straight back. 1-1. Brody Briggs steps into the left-handed batter's box once again. And the pitch. This one fouled back, 1-2. Some fun promotions coming up for Bristol. On Friday, it'll be Ladies' Night, July 8th. All ladies receive $1 off a general admission ticket. July 9th, All Faith Night. Bring a church bulletin and receive $1 off a general admission ticket. One ball, two strikes from Aubrey Smith. The pitch swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Aubrey Smith. Two outs here in the top half of the sixth. Then looking ahead to July 11th, it'll be Christmas and July night here at Boyce Cox Field, and a toy drive for Toys for Tots. Donate a toy to receive $1 off a general admission ticket. Then July 13th is strikeout, stroke, and heart disease, and Ballad Health Night at Boyce Cox Field. The first pitch to Tyron Moore is a strike, 0-1. Smith comes set. After getting his sign from Dalton Bargo, the 0-1 offering fouled off. Now 0-2 on Tyvon Moore. Then coming up on July 14th, Electromechanical Night. And July 20th, Paint the Park Pink Night. This pitch, a little flare into shallow right field. That'll get down for a base hit. As Jordan Austin, as Cooper comes over to field that one. A two-out single for Tyvon Moore. Cooper, Gardner, and Arado kind of all coming together on that one, but falls in. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Aiden Anderson. Anderson has struck out, walked, and popped out to Dalton Bargo, the catcher, his last at bat. This one, a pitch out. As nothing happening, Moore is going to stay where he is. One ball, no strikes. This one swung on, missed, 1-1 on Aiden Anderson. Kakea Harrison waiting on deck for the Ridge Runners, if we should make it that far. One offering. The pitch. This one fouled off. 1-2 now on Aiden Anderson. So we'll reset as Moore trots back to first base. Smith still from the stretch. 1-2, fouled straight back. The count will remain the same. Smith gets his sign from Dalton Bargo. Wind blowing in now here at the field. This one, a little flare to Kenneberg. He'll scoop it up, throw over to Gardner in time. A 5-3 put out for out number three. No runs, one hit, no errors with one left on. Heading to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Due up is Dalton Bargo, Aries Gardner, and Trey Oblas for the Stateliners. We'll take a break and come back here on the Bristol Stateliners Radio Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning here in Bristol. It's 2-1 in favor of the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Two runs, five hits, three errors for the Ridge Runners against one run, two hits, one error for the Stateliners. Dalton Bargo steps into the left-handed batter's box. Kahe still on the mound for the Ridge Runners. The first pitch, curveball, misses 1-0. This one inside this time. 2-0 now on Dalton Bargo. Some action in the bullpen for the Ridge Runners. We'll see who that is here in just a second. 2-0 offering. High and outside this time. Three balls, no strikes on Bargo. J.D. Greeley out in the bullpen for the state line, or for Bluefield, as this one hits Dalton Bargo in the back. And now the Bluefield manager, John McLaren, coming out to ask if that hit off of the knob of the bat. And after a conference, they're saying that it did, in fact, hit Bargo. McLaren not happy with that call. So we've got a runner on first. That's Dalton Bargo. with Aries Gardner at the plate. Aries Gardner got on in the fourth after an E4 fielding error and later scored the only run for the State Liners thus far. First pitch. This one flared down the left field line, but it'll be foul. 0-1. As Kahe comes at the offering. This one grounded right back up the middle. Diving catches Harrison. He'll throw into second and on to first. You got to give that one to him. That was a nice double play. A 6-4-3 put out. Two away for the State Liners. Got to give it to him. That was a SportsCenter-worthy play, as diving for that one was Harrison, throwing on to Johnston and then Guerin for the double play. Trey Oblas will come to the plate. 0-2 on the afternoon. This one into right center field. Blair trying to run after that one. Won't be able to get to it. So standing in is Trey Oblas. Two-out double. So two innings in a row that we have a two-out extra base hit. Jake Books coming to the plate. He walked and flew out in his previous two at-bats. Runner on second, two away here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The throw over. They're saying he is out. Oblas apparently not touching the bag over at first when he rounded first heading for second. So no pitch to Books. And that will retire the side. So we'll take a quick break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network and be back in just a moment.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
What kind of family she wanted? She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the top half of the seventh inning. New pitcher on the mound for the State Liners. That'll be number 57, Kanan Clayton. So closing the books on Smith, he went three innings. Gave up 5 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. Walked 2 and struck out 5. The first pitch is a ball to Kaikeia Harrison. A 1-0 also upstairs, 2-0. Swung on and missed. 2-1 now on Harrison. Kanan Clayton, a righty, 6'5", 240 pounds, out of New Orleans. The 2-1 offering. This one deposited into right center field. Fielding that one will be Jordan Austin. That'll be a no-out single. So Oblas out on an appeal to end the last half inning. Didn't touch first base. Runner on. No outs. Kanan Clayton, this one. Inside corner of the plate to Guerin. 0-1. Misses low and inside. 1 ball, 1 strike on Guerin. As Clayton checks the runner. This one fouled down the third base side. 1-2 on Guerin. So we've seen 4 errors so far in this game, and then an appeal play at first. A little bit of a wacky game this afternoon. 1-2. The pitch. Inside. That one close to Guerin. As Bristol fans not convinced with that call from Sam Harris, the home plate umpire. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The offering. This one skied into center field, but Austin will settle under that one for out number one. Harrison will remain at first. Brett Blair coming to the plate for the Ridge Runners. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Blair comes set. The pitch inside. 1-0. Clayton's offering inside. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one away. The pitch. High fly ball into deep right field. Arado will leap up, grab that one off the wall. But we still get an out as Harrison is trapped between first and second. Saying no catch on as he trapped that one on the wall. The pitch inside to Brancheschi. 1-0. We'll wait and see how that one was scored. Scored a single as Harrison was out at second on the throw. 9-6. The runner's going. This one into shallow center field. We'll move up again. Brett Blair now on third. That'll be a stolen base and likely an error to move him to third. So two away here in Bristol. This one, high fly ball into left field. Books is settling under it. And F7 for out number three. We've had an interesting game. The summary for that half inning is no runs on two hits with one error and one left on base. Heading to the bottom half of the seventh, it's stretch time here in Bristol. We'll take a break and be back in just a moment.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at managerbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Song again. Yay. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay.
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay.
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
We're back here in Bristol. Jake Books grounds out 4-3 for the out. Joe Kinneberg coming up to the plate. He's 0-2, flying out in both appearances at the plate. The pitch, high fly ball smoked into left field, but not deep enough. Brancheschi settles under it, and F7 for a quick out number two. That'll bring up Jake Cooper, the second baseman, 0-2. Grounded out in both appearances on the evening. The pitch finds the outside corner of the plate, 0-1. The 0-1. Ball outside. 1-1 now on Jake Cooper. One one. This one deposited right back up the middle, right where it came from. That'll be a two-out single for Jake Cooper. Seth Buchanan will come to the plate, 0-for-2 on the afternoon. Three consecutive innings with a two-out hit. Buchanan needs to make something happen here as we're getting late into the game, 2-1 in favor of the Ridge Runners. The pitch upstairs, 1-0 on Buchanan. The throw over, this one gets away from Guerin, but Jake Cooper not going anywhere on that throw over. The pitch finds the outside corner of the plate, 1-1. Kahe still on the mound for the Ridge Runners. 1-1. This one inside, 2-1. Now on Seth Buchanan. Two outs, Jake Cooper on first base, the offering low and away. 3-1 now on Seth Buchanan. The top of the lineup on deck in the form of Jordan Austin. 3-1, we'll see if he has the green light. 3-1 offering, swung on and missed, takes the count full. 3-2. With 3-2 and 2 away, Cooper will be going with the pitch. Some action down in the Bluefield bullpen. We'll get to that in just a minute. The 3-2 offering. Swung on and missed. And that will retire the side. So we have no runs on one hit, no errors with one left on base. Heading to the top of the eighth, due up is Doyle, Johnston, and Briggs for Bluefield. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the Birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music. Discover a story of American music.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're back in the top half of the eighth inning with Kanan Clayton still on the mound for the Stateliners. Jack Doyle stepping in. The pitch upstairs. 1-0. Clayton in his second inning of work for the State Liners. The pitch inside, now 2-0. Two runs, seven hits, three errors for Bluefield. One run, four hits, two errors for the State Liners. The 2-0. Three straight balls. Now 3-0 on Jack Doyle. The pitch taken for a strike, 3-1. The 3-1, a chopper to the third baseman, Kenneberg. He'll throw across to Gardner in time. 5-3, out number one. That'll bring up to the plate Jack Johnston. Johnston 0-3, flew out in the second, popped out in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. Looking around the Abbey League again, it's final in Princeton. 14-5 victory over Pulaski. Other games have not started yet, as this one is a ball to Johnston, 1-0. Danville taking on Burlington later this evening at 6:30. Burlington, first place in the Abbey League East. The 1-0 offering low, 2-0 now on Johnston. Over in Johnson City playing host to Kingsport. That's the battle of first place in Johnson City. This one, a chopper to Kenneberg, throws across. Another 5-3 put out for out number two. That'll bring up Brody Briggs. Briggs 0-3 on the evening. For our sake, we're hoping Kingsport pulls out the victory in Johnson City to knock Johnson City down just a little bit. And then over in Greenville playing host to Elizabethton. That game beginning at 7 p.m. The pitch outside for a ball. And again, all teams off tomorrow for the weekly day off. This week on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. 1-0. Popped straight up. Buchanan settling under it in shallow outfield. A pop out to end the inning. We're heading to the bottom half of the inning. Due up is the top of the lineup. Austin Arado and Bargo. We'll take a break here in Bristol and be back in just a moment.
A baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to AceYourRetirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's AceYourRetirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning here in Bristol. The Ridge Runners will bring on a new pitcher in the form of Julian Balzer. closing the books on Kyron Cahay. He went 7 innings. Not often you see that in the Appy League these days. 4 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, walking 1 and striking out 2, ending the game with a 1.02 ERA, an impressive outing from Cahay. Jordan Austin stepping into the left-handed batter's box for the Stateliners. The pitch. Way away. Ball one on Jordan Austin. Late in the game here in Bristol, the 1-0 offering inside this time, 2-0 now on Jordan Austin. The Stateliners looking to get something started after leaving several runners on, 5 total in the ball game. The 2-0, this one deposited into left field. We'll have a no-out single for Jordan Austin. Eric Arado comes to the plate. He's 0-for-3 on the afternoon, looking to get something started, grounding out in all 3 appearances. Stateliners need to get some runners moving. Balzer comes set. The pitch. Strike. 0-1 on Arado. Some more action in the Bluefield bullpen. And in the Bristol bullpen as well. 0-1 on Arado. The pitch. A cut swing. Trying to hold up, but he couldn't. 0-2 now on Arado. Sam Broderson warming up for the Ridge Runners. The runner going. He's in a pickle, and he'll get under as that ball gets away from Harrison that was covering. So that'll be a stolen base. What could have been an easy caught stealing turns into a stolen bag for Jordan Austin. A runner now in scoring position, no outs. 2 strikes on Eric Arado. The pitch from Balzer, deposited in the left field, coming around third and headed for home is Jordan Austin. He'll stand up easily and end with a no-out. RBI double is Eric Arado. This ball game is tied with no outs here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Stateliners have been good about getting things going late, and this ball game now tied after an RBI double from Arado. That'll bring up to the plate Dalton Bargo. Bargo in the first or singled, in the third popped out, and in the fifth was hit by a pitch and later part of a 6-4-3 double play. The pitch, little dribbler, they'll go foul. 0-1 on Dalton Bargo. Balzer, a lefty versus the lefty of Bargo. The pitch. Upstairs, 1-0 on Bargo. Arias Gardner on deck. Runner still in scoring position, no outs. 2-2 is your score. The 1-1 finds the inside corner of the plate. 1-2 on Dalton Bargo. The 1-2. High and inside. Bargo having to duck out of the way of that one, evening up the count at 2-2. The 2-2. Inside once again, the count will go full. 3-2 on Bargo. Got a good call on that one as the count goes full. And the pitch, this one fouled out of play down the first base side of the field. The count will remain the same. 1-2. Payoff pitch once again for Dalton Bargo. Balzer will check the runner, no one covering. This one, a line shot down the right field line, but just foul. We'll do it again. 3-2. Few feet to the left, and that would have easily been another run for the Stateliners. But Bargo will step back in with a full count once again. And the pitch. This one into center field. That'll be down. That'll move Eric Arado over to third base. Dalton Bargo will hold at first. Runners on the corners. No outs for the Ridge Runners. Aries Gardner stepping up to the plate. Flew out in the first. Got on by an error in the fourth and was part of a 6-4-3 double play in the sixth. So after a really impressive performance from Kahe, Balzer changing things up here. And the Stateliners are getting to Balzer. So far, a single, later scoring from Austin, a double from Arado, and a single from Bargo, runners on the corners. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for the Ridge Runners. This pitch fouled down the first base side of the field. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Stateliners. Oblas on deck for Bristol. Balzer comes set. The pitch just misses. Good eye from Gardner, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. The runner goes. It's a ball and the throw down, not in time. So a stolen base for Dalton Bargo. Runners at second and third. No outs for the Stateliners. Gardner with a 2-1 count. Balzer. The lefty comes set, getting a sign from Briggs. And the pitch. Way outside, that's a wild pitch. Coming home is Eric Arado. He'll slide in, no need to. And that is another run on the wild pitch. That's a 3-2 ball game now for the Stateliners, with a runner on third, no outs for the Stateliners. 3-1. Balzer comes set. The offering. This one's skied down the right field side. And that one will fall in foul. So now a full count on Arias Gardner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Johnston, Guerin, and Blair all converging for that one, falling in foul. That one was absolutely skied. No one really able to keep track of that one. It's the hard part of an afternoon overcast game. Got grayish-white skies with a white baseball. A little hard to keep up with the offering. He looks at strike 3 for out number 1. That'll bring to the plate Trey Oblas. Oblas struck out, grounded out, and then singled in the 6th and was later out on the appeal over to first for missing the bag on what should have been a double, the pitch, upstairs to Oblas, 1-0. The 1-0, outside corner, 1-1 on Trey Oblas. This one, ball. 2-1 now on Trey Oblas. Runner on third for the State Liners. That is Dalton Bargo. The pitch won't find the plate. 3 balls and 1 strike on Oblas. 1 away. Jake Books waiting on deck. The 3-1 offering swung on and missed. The count will go full on Oblas. Still some action down in the bullpen for the Ridge Runners. That'll be number 27, J.D. Greeley. Saw him up earlier. The payoff pitch swung on and missed for out number 2. 2 gone. Runner still stranded at third. That's Dalton Bargo with Jake Books coming to the plate. Books walked in the 2nd, flew out in the 4th, and grounded out in the 7th. Looking to score this run at 3rd. Get a couple added on to this 3-2 ball game. The pitch is a strike to Books, 0-1. The 0-1 offering, this one low, 1-1. Balzer comes set, and the pitch. This one behind Books, 2-1. Briggs with a nice grab there, otherwise the runner on third, Dalton Bargo, would have easily scored. Two on. The pitch. High fly ball into shallow right center field. Charging on is Blair. He'll settle under it for out number 3. But not before the State Liners score 2 runs on 3 hits with no errors with 1 left on base. Heading to the top half of the 9th, the State Liners are three outs away from claiming a victory over Bluefield. We'll take a break here on the Bristol State Liners Baseball Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of five Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor. For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
At the birthplace of country music museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their three locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're back in the top of the ninth here in Bristol. Anthony Gonzalez on the mound for the Stateliners. 1-0 now on Tyvon Moore, the designated hitter for Bluefield. The 1-0 offering inside, 2-0. Closing the books on Kanan Clayton, he went two innings, gave up two hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Ending the game with a 5.11 ERA. The 2-0 finds the zone this time, 2-1 now on Tyvon Moore. After Moore, it's the top of the lineup, Anderson and Harrison. This one deposited between Buchanan and Kenneberg. That'll be a single for Tyvon Moore. We head back to the top of the lineup. Aiden Anderson, he struck out, gotten on by a walk, popped out, and grounded out. We're in the top of the ninth here in Bristol. The Stateliners holding on to a 3-2 lead after scoring two runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The pitch inside, 1-0 on Aiden Anderson. The 1-0 outside, 2-0 on Anderson. The 2-0 finds the outside corner. Two balls and one strike on the righty Anderson. Doesn't find the plate. 3-1 on Anderson.
Uh,
the 3-1 offering. Scott into center field. Trotting over is Austin, just a couple of steps for the first out of the half. That'll bring up Kaikea Harrison. He has grounded out twice, struck out, and gotten on by a single. Later out at second after Arado traps a ball on the wall and Harrison is stranded between first and second. This one roped into right field, rounding second, headed for third is Tyvon Moore. He'll hold up at third base, but runners on second and third with one out. A little bit of trouble here for the Stateliners as we head to the third hitter, Blake Guerin. He has grounded out twice, doubled, and flew out. Blake Guerin intentionally walked, loading the bases for the double play. That'll bring up Brett Blair. Blair has grounded out, walked, singled, and singled again. So the Stateliners looking to roll two to end this ball game. Gonzalez comes set. The pitch. Up and in, a ball to Brett Blair. Gonzalez coming into this game 2-0 on the year. The pitch finds the outside corner, sliding across is the curveball. One ball, one strike. Bargo trotting out to talk things over with Gonzalez. Coming up with a little bit of a game plan with a 1-1 on Brett Blair. One ball, one strike, one away for Blair. Gonzalez on the mound. Again, bases loaded, one away for the Stateliners. The pitch outside, two balls and one strike on Brett Blair. Wild pitch outside. Running home is Tyvon Moore. This ball game is once again tied after the wild pitch. So now a 3-1 on Blair. This ball game's tied again here in the top half of the ninth inning. Bargo had no hope for that one, just had to kind of pop up quickly and sprint after that one. The 3-1 inside corner of the plate. The count goes full, 3-2. As the infield is playing on the grass against Brett Blair. The pitch swung on and missed. Two away now for the Ridge Runners. That'll bring up Joey Brincheski. Brincheski has walked twice, singled, and flew out. the pitch. Fouled, back and out of play, 1-0. O-1. The pitch. High fly ball into deep right center field. Arado will play that one off the wall. Two will score. So now a 5-3 ball game in favor of the Bluefield Ridge Runners. Big knock from Bryn Chesky, bringing up Jack Doyle, the third baseman. He's been hit by a pitch, doubled, struck out, and ground out. The first pitch, it's in the dirt. That'll move Bryn Chesky up to second base. Gonzalez having some trouble here in the top half of the ninth inning. Three runs scored for the River Ride, or I'm sorry, for Bluefield. The 1-0. Low. 1-0. Two oh. Gonzalez comes set. And the pitch, high fly ball into center field. Austin racing back and grabbing it just shy of the wall. An F8 for out number three. But some damage in the inning. Three runs on three hits with no errors and one left. We'll head to the home half of the ninth, as the State Liners trail 5-3.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future, where generations teach each other, where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune, where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together, where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of Country Music, discover a story of American music.
Located in the Highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor. For more than 85 years, Paramount Bristol has been a local landmark and cultural anchor of the Twin Cities. This year, multiple live music events are scheduled, including the Gatlin Brothers, Amy Grant, and Trace Adkins. Visit ParamountBristol.org for more information and tickets. Thanks to Paramount Bristol for being a Stateliner sponsor.
We're back here in Bristol, going into the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Stateliners trail 5-3. New pitcher on the mound for the Ridge Runners is Sam Broderson, Broderson number 47, for the Ridge Runners. Closing the books on balls are going one inning, three hits, two runs. They were earned. Striking out two, the pitch. Right down the middle, 0-1 on Joe Kenneberg, who's 0-3 on the evening. The 0-1, high and in, 1-1. Broderson, 6-1, 190 out of Wingate and Louisiana Tech. The pitch fouled, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The pitch upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 offering from Broderson. Swung on and missed. Kenneberg goes down on strikes for the first out of the bottom of the ninth. That'll bring up the second baseman, Jake Cooper. Cooper, 1-for-3 with a single. That came in the seventh inning against Kahe. The first pitch. Inside, 1-0 on Jake Cooper. The pitch. Outside corner, 1-1 now on Jake Cooper. Seth Buchanan waiting on deck. The pitch, high and inside, now 2-1 on Jake Cooper. The Ridge Runners scoring 3 in the top half of the ninth inning. Swung on and missed Jake Cooper. 2-2 now for the second baseman. Stateliners led through 8. The pitch fouled down the first baseline. The count remains the same, 2-2. Five runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Bluefield. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Stateliners. The 2-2. Outside corner of the plate. Cooper goes down looking for out number 2. That'll bring to the plate the shortstop number 30, Seth Buchanan, 0-for-3 on the afternoon. Looking to keep the Stateliners alive, down 5-3 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The first pitch, big swing and a miss from Seth Buchanan. This game, 2 hours and 45 minutes in the making. The 0-1. Upstairs, 1-1 on Buchanan. Top of the lineup after Buchanan, if he were to make it on base. The 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed. The Stateliners down to their last strike. The 1-2. Fouled back and out of play. Buchanan stays alive with a 1-2 count. 1-2. Broderson comes set. This pitch fouled back and out of play. The count remains 1-2. Against Seth Buchanan. Broderson comes set. And the 1-2. This one grounded to the shortstop, Harrison. The throw over to first in time. A 6-3 for out number 3. And that will end the ball game as the Ridge Runners come back and win this one 5-3. We'll take a little bit of an extended break here on the Bristol State Liners Radio Network and come back with a recap of the game as well as the State Liners player of the game. We'll be back in just a moment.
Need to pick up a few things after the game? Visit one of 5 Food City Bristol locations or shop online and get same-day delivery through Instacart. From frozen food, produce, or snacks, Food City is your one-stop shop for all your food needs. Thanks to Food City for being a Stateliner sponsor. Cootie Brown's is a locally owned restaurant offering an eclectic menu and fun atmosphere. Guests enjoy gourmet fire-roasted pizzas, authentic tamales, steaks, salads, and sandwiches. Their Jamaican, New Orleans, Mexican, Italian, and American entrees have been delighting East Tennessee residents since 1999. Visit one of their 3 locations in Bristol and Johnson City. Thanks to Cootie Brown's for being a Stateliner sponsor.
At the birthplace of Country Music Museum, we're preserving the past and paving the way to the future. Where generations teach each other. Where you can learn from the greats or craft your own tune. Where Southern charm and state-of-the-art come together. Where you can really get into the music. At the birthplace of country music, discover a story of American music.
Located in the highlands of Virginia, Emory and Henry College has devoted itself since 1836 to the belief that education can have a transformative effect on an individual, a place, and ultimately the wider world. The college is consistently ranked among the nation's best private liberal arts institutions, and their faculty have earned more state and national awards than any other college in Virginia. Learn more at www.ehc.edu, and thanks to Emory and Henry for being a Stateliner sponsor.
Bristol is one community whose heart is a vibrant downtown, where our unique cultural and historical heritage is celebrated. Believe in Bristol is a nonprofit organization who recognizes the role a vital downtown plays in preserving and furthering our community. For more information, visit www.believeinbristol.org. And thanks for being a Stateliner sponsor.
You are listening to the Bristol Stateliners Baseball Network.
We're back for the recap here in Bristol as the Stateliners drop this one to the Bluefield Ridge Runners, 5-3, 5 runs on 10 hits with 3 errors for Bluefield against Bristol's 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher actually is Balzer, Julian Balzer, going 1 inning. Getting 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, striking out 2. Kind of walking himself into a win on that one. The losing pitcher, Anthony Gonzalez. Gonzalez going 1 inning, giving up 3 runs, all 3 earned on 3 hits with 1 walk and a strikeout and a save to Broderson. Going 3 up and 3 down. Your Stateliners player of the game going to Eric Arado. He had a big double coming in the 8th inning, later scoring for the Stateliners. So that'll do it here in Bristol. The Stateliners have a day off tomorrow, July 5th, before heading on the road to Princeton. both 6 o'clock games on Thursday and Friday against the Princeton Whistle Pigs before returning home against the Johnson City Doughboys on Saturday and Sunday. Both of those games starting at 6 will be on the air about 5:50 for both of those games. So for now, this is Josh Buckles saying happy 4th of July, and we'll see you on Friday, or Saturday, I should say, as we take on the Johnson City Doughboys.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.